It's time for Arts Break with Erin Keene from WFPL News. She's the arts and humanities reporter, and we are in the beginnings of the Humana Festival, so I know that's a big deal, and there's some more theater coming up. So welcome, and what's going on?
Oh, thanks, Daniel. Yeah, this is a very exciting time of year for me. Mm-hmm. So The Christians by Lucas Naith opens in the Humana Festival at Actors Theater tonight, actually. And that will run, all of the Humana Festival plays run through April 6th. So there's plenty of time to see them. But once they all open, you kind of have to plan your, you know, if you want to see them all in 1 week, you mm-hmm. can do that. But you really have to make
some
your plans ahead of time.
Yeah,
it's like Tetris. this is the play that was commissioned by Actors Theatre for this Humana Festival. This is Lucas's fourth time at Actors Theatre. He started with a 10-minute play for The Apprentices, The Courtship of Anna Nicole Smith. He had his big professional debut with Death Tax 2 years ago. Last year, he was one of the writers of the Apprentice anthology, Sleep Rock Thy Brain, and mm-hmm. now this is The Christians. So his career is really taking off, too, which is great. It's directed by Les Waters, and it is about an evangelical pastor who, as he prepares to deliver a sermon, that it's really going to challenge the foundations of his congregation's belief.
Okay. All right. What's next?
Jordan Harrison, who's another Humana Festival returning playwright with The Grown Up. This opens March 7th in the Bingham Theater and again runs throughout the entire Humana Festival. Jordan's last play was Maple and Vine 3 years ago. And that play's really taken off, too. So it's great. But this is his fifth time at Actors Theatre.
Wow.
And this is a play about the act of telling stories on stage. It's not terribly linear, but it is all about the sort of different stages and ages of one character.
And now I hear you make an appearance in a play, not at Actors, but for Theater 502. So you're going to have to tell us what that's about, and then you can tell me about the play.
It's not quite my triumphant return to the stage, but the Theater 502 folks reached out to me and to Rick Howlett and asked us if we would mind playing ourselves on a recording of a fake edition of Byline, which is our Friday Roundup mm-hmm. magazine show. That was the arts segment. So it has Rick introing me and then me interviewing a character from The Stranger in Ludlow Quinn, which is Theater 502's year-long serial play commissioned project. Mm-hmm. The play comes to its conclusion. Its final episode is Friday evening at the Barron's Theater. And if you go, you will be able to hear my voice pretending to interview someone on Byline. So
that's kind of a little
theater verite there. The play is set in Louisville. And so... Mm-hmm.
And then they've been unveiling it over several months.
Yeah, they've been doing like 10 to 15 minute segments every first Friday for the last 10 months. Mm-hmm. So this will be the final installment. And then in April, they're going to stage the play in its entirety.
So you can binge watch
yes.
The Stranger in Ludlow Quinn.
That is a really great way to put it. Binge watch. Or another way of speaking, go see a full play.
Actually go see a play, right. Just watch it.
I've only missed one episode, actually, which I'm really proud of myself for doing this year. So, but it'll be great to see the full thing performed. But the last 10 mm-hmm. to 15 minute installment is this Friday. And the times are a little different because they're also announcing their next season that evening. So they usually do one performance on the hour between 7 and 10. But this time they have 7 o'clock, 8:30, 9:15, and 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And at 8 o'clock is going to be the announcement of their season. But if you miss it, if you're not there at 8 p.m., mm-hmm. you can go to WFPL.org, click on Arts, and I will have the whole story up by 8 o'clock on Friday.
Oh, fun. Good stuff. Erin Keene, who is the Arts and Humanities reporter for WFPL News. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel.